Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all. It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we are back with one of our Halloween episodes.
Another, is it considered a cult classic? I don't know.
It should be.
Okay, well, we're back with another cult classic.
Yeah, we are.
Last week we brought you Beetlejuice. This week we bring you
Addams Family.
The original. Not the original. That's from like the 50s.
I think so. Something like that. But this is the 1991 movie version.
The one that everyone quotes because of Gomez and Morticia. Oh, God. Like, I know the original Gomez and Morticia are great, but there's something about the 91 Gomez and Morticia that's just on a different level, man.
I read somewhere that they were in love.
And the actors?
Yeah, that they were married to other people and they didn't find out they were both in love with each other until, I think, the guy who played the guy told her when he was dying. It was either this one or it was the older one. But I guess the ones from the older one were also in love. So, because I saw a post that said to play Morticia and Gomez accurately, you have to be at least a little bit in love with each other. I don't know if that's true.
I think that's probably the 91 version. Because I think I read that. Mm-hmm. Oh my, that's just so cute. Like, they were actually so attracted to each other, but they were married or, like, with other people.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's also kind of sad. And just like,
oh. Like, oh. Well, damn. Well, there's a relationship that never flourished.
It's like, well, shit, okay. It's a little sad. So, I think I've seen this movie, but I'm not sure. If I have, it's been a really long time. I've seen Addams Family. I don't know if it's the show. Or, in all honesty, I don't think I'll know if I've seen it until I actually see the Gomez and Morticia. I don't think I'll know until I see that. So I've seen the animated version. I know that. I just feel like I've seen like a lot of Addams Family content and I just don't know. Not purposefully. I've just never found something I've ever sought out. It's just I've seen it. So I know I've seen the animated ones. I sought that one out at one point because it was on my TV and I'm like, okay, here we go. We're gonna find out if I've seen it or not. So
this cast is like the one I always picture when I picture anybody from Addams Family. Like this is like Christopher Lloyd is my Uncle Fester.
Okay. I will have no idea if I've seen this until we actually start to watch it.
Alright.
So we're gonna find out if I've seen it or not. And by the end of it I might not even know. So just like, I've seen it now. So.
I will laugh if you're like, these people look familiar, but the plot looks different, and you're thinking about the second.
Maybe. Not a clue. Like, the question is, have I seen it? Or have I seen a clip of it on Instagram or TikTok? Or have I seen it in a GIF? Or have I seen it in, like, a thousand other things? Like, where have I seen it? And that's a question.
Some fever dream, you know?
Yeah, that too. That's entirely possible. So, you know.
All right. Let us dive in.
So we are going to watch Addams Family, the 1991 movie version.
Reggie?
Let's go. I'm sorry. I definitely don't recall the Addams Family starting with Christmas music.
Well, you don't remember with the Christmas music. Okay.
Okay.
We start the movie with every carolers. 90s
neighborhood piece of shit you ever see.
I think that's the idea. I'm so glad I don't have carolers in my neighborhood.
Oh, it's like honestly, who does that anymore? Like, you're just liable to get shot. Like, come on. It's like, yeah, you want, like, okay, tell me, Ani, how safe would you feel going outside at night to carol?
Not safe at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, I'd like to see people do that.
But also, I feel like if you live in, like, middle America, this is a thing in neighborhoods.
I feel like you'd have to live in, like, New England small town.
Not just New England, though, like, middle America, like, Montana, Minnesota.
Oh, the problem with, like, Minnesota and Montana and stuff like that is by the time this happens, it's so snowy, you are not leaving the house.
Okay, so we'll go with New England. You got a fair point.
And it has to be a smaller town. Like, there's nobody caroling in Philadelphia.
No. No. Try. Just fucking try.
Fucking try. They were worried the Pope wasn't going to survive coming to Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Like, no. Mm-hmm. There's no caroling in Philadelphia.
Luckily, I was not working that weekend.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine. Like, trying to do anything that weekend. I don't think I worked that weekend either.
I didn't leave campus. I'm just like, I have no reason to leave campus with that many people.
Yeah, no, city. We did not leave the house. It's just like, no.
Okay.
So we started Question with carolers.
Regarding the movie, do you recall Christina Ricci?
Okay.
In any of your
If you're going to throw out actor names to me, we're going to have a problem.
Fuck.
It's just like, nope. I like how, like, the opening scene is Christmas carols and carolers, and then clearly the Addams Family dumping some kind of cauldron on them, and there's like a solid minute of just smoke. Like, that's it.
And credits, yep. What that cuckoo clock is.
Clock.
Yeah.
Also, that's definitely not Gomez size appropriate, as Gomez is not that tall.
Yeah. Gomez kissing Morticia's tits. Hugsley hanging Wednesday, and Lurch just opening the front door. It's a great clock.
Mm.
And Thing. I love Thing. I always wanted a Thing when I was a kid. I still do.
Look at that CGI.
I know. Look at that room. Like, it is filthy. So Gomez has been trying to contact Fester for 25 years to be like, yo, are you alive or dead? Like, I know this is the aesthetic. Okay, that's Christina Ricci. Do you recognize her?
Again, I've definitely seen these people. I just don't know whether or not I saw them because of, like, a Instagram video or...
This is the relationship I want.
That's fair. I think this is a relationship everybody should want.
You were unhinged last night. At one point, she says that. It's like, you frightened me. Do it again. I love how they are of Spanish descent, I believe. And he goes crazy when she speaks French. Took me forever to realize what he said there as a child.
En garde, Monsieur Soleil.
Soleil. Yes, on your guard, Mr. Sun. Like, it's either I want Gomez and Morticia, or I want Rick O'Connell and Evelyn.
Yeah.
I always forget her name.
I just call her Evie.
Evie.
Honestly, that would be wonderful. That would be absolutely right? Wonderful.
Rick and Evie?
I'm like, if we're picking, damn. Both are great.
I love how the kids just go to regular public school.
I mean, they can't possibly be the weirdest thing there. I went to public school, I remember.
I know. But I think in this town, they're the weirdest things that ever walk the earth.
Possibly.
And they live next door to the judge. I wonder what it would be like to be that, like, I don't want to say oblivious to other people's conception or treatment of you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the judge clearly hates the Adams.
But then again, these people are also like, are you unhappy, dear? And, like, that's a good thing. So maybe calling him a moron, he thinks it's a sign of affection or a positive thing.
You know, it's true. I never thought of that.
So it's just like, maybe they think these people are just really, really friendly.
As Morticia cuts off the heads of all the roses.
Look at that hair.
I know. Her hair.
Looks like a trilobite on her head.
You know, I think it's the same hair in the second movie, too.
Terrible.
I know. Yes, romping with the gate as the gate tries to eat him, Tully. He's, oh, what is Tully?
Like, why did I marry you? Because I said yes.
Like, I would love to live in a house like this.
Right.
Like, the bear rug comes alive.
Yeah.
And tries to eat people I don't like. Like, yeah.
The candles in the paintings go out when people walk by.
And the eyes follow them.
There's spears and swords on the wall.
Can you imagine going to one of your clients' houses and the first thing you are greeted with is like a sword flying at you?
I mean, it really kind of just depends on how much money they were paying me.
It's true. You'd get your swordmanship skills up, though.
I would take sword fighting lessons if there was enough zeros.
Old business. I can't unsee it now. Fucking trilobite on her head.
It does. It looks like a trilobite.
Uncle Knickknack's winter wardrobe. Uncle Knickknack's summer wardrobe. We're looking for something for the charity event. And after the winter summer wardrobe, we get Uncle Nick Neck himself. Like, Gomez is very smart, but the way he gets conned into this shit throughout the movie, I'm just like, bruh, you are smarter than this, but also I get it, you're desperate to find your brother. So kind to animals and children, they never proved anything. This is old business is old business, and new business doesn't until next quarter. Tully, you owe me a new chair. CPA? I don't know what Tully is, other than a scumbag.
Fair.
To have a secret door mechanism in a library shelf.
Oh, wouldn't that just be wonderful?
Where'd she go? I don't know. She went behind the wall. Don't go there. I love these people so much. Ah, yes, seance.
Seance, yes, of course.
While you're here and we're looking for something for the auction, let me remind you about tonight's seance.
Yes, of course, the community seance.
Gomez has been coughing up blood. He coughs up blood? Not like he used to. Tully, you've been working for the Gomez's for how long and you haven't learned that snooping around in that house is not a good idea?
Right. He opens Gone with the Wind and it actually blows wind at him.
Surprise? I'm not. Monthly expenses in coins. Or would doubloons be more appropriate?
I think they're probably worth more than Gomez thinks they are.
Probably. Mrs. Craven. That's a terrifying face to...
Holy see? Shit. Good lord.
Those sunken eyes.
Jesus. I thought I had dark circles under my eyes.
I love how it's not even under his eyes. It's all around his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And it's also weird every time I see it because all I see is Doc Brown.
Okay, yeah.
Creature. I don't have the money to pay you. Bullshit. They are doubloons. Like, you're getting... I don't know. Oh, look, it's Fester. I want that house.
It's a lovely house. Isn't it supposed to be that Gomez is shorter than Morticia? That's just something they over-exaggerate in the animated ones.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's not overly tall.
No, but, like, in all the animated ones, like, he's much like, shorter than Morticia. Yeah.
And yet, in the original or in this one, he's not.
Yeah. Is he in the black and white one? Is he shorter?
No, Morticia is tiny in the original black and white show.
Hmm.
So, Gomez is pretty normal sized.
Look at the color of those walls.
Dingy motel green.
Whew, like the bright ass seafoam green.
Scam artists. I hate them so much.
Honestly. I can't even really say anything about the fact that the dark circles under his eyes, like, go around the top. Because mine do, too.
So, this shows how tired you really are. Damn. Mm. Can you imagine having that finger trap stuck on you for, like, hours? Pugsley with a butcher knife. Not now, child. You can chop your sister's hand off later.
Right.
Grandma scaring the weak people. Aw, poor thing. Join the fun. She's like,
join the fun,
out.
They say. As, like, she thinks this lady's hand got chopped off and then watches Cindy and Han walk away.
No talking. Just vibes. Grunts and vibes. I demand that you knock again.
Your seance summoned him to the door.
Thing is on a mission.
Thing is definitely on a mission.
Oh, look, Fester's here. The scam Fester's like, I didn't plan on physical...
Like, okay.
Content. I hate this woman so much.
He was found in Miami, tangled in a tuna net. During Hurricane Helga. What the fuck? What is he, a manatee? Like, Jesus. Kind of looks like one, though.
So many tests.
Is he on fire?
Probably. He just smokes. I love how she's conning them by saying that, oh, I'm a, what, therapist?
She also said that the Florida Department of Fish and Wildlife told her to go tell everyone that was Gomez's brother. What? I'm sorry. I must have missed the part where the Florida Department of Fish and Wildlife is conducting psychological and DNA evaluation.
Yes, Fester is smoking.
Like, yes. Like, actually smoking.
I'm back for at least a week until the
cross forward. At least a week. It's fine.
I've only been gone 25 years. I'm here to visit. Hi, bye.
I've got things cooking in the Bermuda Triangle.
Human spirit's a hard thing to kill. It's actually pretty easy to kill.
Just make them live in 21st century United States.
I love how Fester's like putting away all, or quote unquote, Fester is putting away all of his stuff that he brought, you know, weapons, this, torture things, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's so worried that they're going to be like, oh my God, why do you have this? And she's like, wow, cool stuff.
Yeah, dynamite. Okay. Cyanide. A crowbar, dynamite, and cyanide.
As if we'd run out.
And he looks caught between being like, oh, they're not going to freak out. And being like, oh, is she threatening me?
She's threatening
me. I think she's threatening me. When did the Back to the Future movies? Because that's who this is, right? The guy from the Back to the Future movies?
Yes, 1985.
So they were before this.
Yeah.
So he looks way older in those than he does in this. Like,
because of his hair. This, he's got a fat suit on, you know.
That's weird. He's looking at pictures of twin girls named Flora and Fauna.
I forget what kind of twins they are, but they're the ones that have one body, two heads.
Ah, the conjoined twins.
Yes.
I like how they've got, like, those pennants on the wall, and one of them says Alcatraz, and the other one says the deserts of Maine.
Look at that bed. Just
sinking in a plume of dust.
Who's there? It's just a hand.
It's just a sentient cut off hand. I would never have guessed that this movie took place after the Back to the Future movies.
Why?
Just because of the age difference and appearance from this guy.
Fair. But that's what good makeup does.
True.
Yes, the sounds of someone screaming. He Fester's home. And now he's probably thinking, like, I'm gonna die here. And everyone else is like,
he's happy.
He fell asleep.
Probably just passed out from being tormented.
Just cuddling with
things. Looks like the hand just kind of held him down until he passed out.
So yeah, just cuddling with thing. Now, can you imagine if you just wake up and like attack somebody, only for them to just attack you back and be like, breakfast is ready?
Let's have breakfast.
He's probably thinking like, the con is not worth it.
Yeah, honestly, I'm pretty sure the first time a sentient, you know, severed hand came after me, I would have thought that too.
Look at that nasty ass cooking.
Oh,
what is it?
Ew. Start with eating the eyes. Gah.
We had to chain you to the bedpost before.
Lord.
Flames in the background. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not going to ask you a damn thing about the Bermuda Triangle because it's all a farce. Nope. Like, I'm surprised the house hasn't ever, like, burned down.
Honestly, yeah, like, just caught fire. They might find it delightful, though, so.
Pugsley stole a stop sign! And the Santa crashes. Like,
the Pugsley kid looks the most normal out of everyone.
I know. Because he's so, like, chipper.
Just his appearance. He looks like he's going to grow up to be a Chad. Like, I definitely don't remember the song.
We'll be jolly friends forevermore. Down like a carnival slide into the abyss.
Lord. I wonder how many times they had to go down this slide.
Fester's like, I can't breathe. You saw the house. I didn't see a river anywhere nearby, and yet there's a gondola.
Pretty sure they've gone all the way to the River Styx at this point.
Did you see Fester flinch? Kids are debating if it's the real Uncle Fester.
It's like, you could tell Morticia was suspicious from like the word go.
Oh yeah.
Like the second he walked through the door, she's like,
She's like, after 25 years,
Women have good instincts.
And yet so many of us were murdered in the 70s.
It's a hell of a basement.
Right?
Got a fucking cathedrals thing going on underneath there.
It's like the mines of Moria down there. 2, 10, 11. Eyes, fingers, toes. Do you have 11 toes? Is that normal?
No, I don't think so.
They're in the vault. And what is the vault? Like their childhood hangout place.
Now it looks like we're in Wonka's chocolate factory.
And it's a chocolate. There's a whole bunch of gold. And he's going to be like, how the fuck do I get back here?
Yeah, no shit.
Carnivorous film.
He's just so overwhelmed.
These giant ass like wine glasses. Dynamite.
And you can tell it's the same actor who plays Pugsley. Playing the young uncle.
The debutante ball. Your first cigar. What do you... Can you imagine hearing that now? I've been smoking since I was 5. Mother and sister. You just picked your ear. You see that? Yeah, so good. It's like, sorry I was so jealous of you and the conjoined twins that I...
Seduced, I guess?
I seduced them and then I caused you to run away. Say the secret.
It's like, oh, because it's starting to fall apart now.
I love how because Fester's acting like he's having actual normal reactions, like, you just tried to kill me!
Yeah.
Gomez is like, what'd they do to you? My god. I want to electrocute my brother in the chair before the auction.
It's like, but we're late. We can't.
Fine. 5 minutes. I love Wednesday.
And this lady's hands are trapped in the finger trap again.
Look at her hair.
Yeah, can't really do your hair very well in your trilobite state. If your fingers are trapped in a Chinese puzzle.
I love how they're the ones that donated it to charity, and they're just like, that's not enough money. Put down more.
So now they're bidding against each other.
And it's turning them on.
To get their own stuff back. That's a lot of PDA. It's like, I'll sell it to you if you just stop. Lord. It's like, I'll sell it to you for half that if you just stop.
If you would just stop making out. You can't get the finger trap off, and everyone looks at each other like, Fester should know?
Yeah. Now even Gomez is suspicious. Like,
Gomez is playing with his toy trains now. Party favor at his 10th birthday. Like, Pugsy's got such normal-looking pajamas on.
Mm-hmm. He's very normal-looking. He's the normal-passing one of their family.
I love how they can tell.
Yeah. That he's like, you're weird, but you're not the right weird. How much noise do these fake little trains make that these kids can hear?
I don't know if they're fake, though, because, well, the whole house is shaking.
True.
But also, look, there's someone in the train. Wait. Yeah, good luck figuring out what chain, Fester.
You know, shit. Oh. Yowch. Okay, just some clamps over your hand like that.
See, there's people in these trains!
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
How did you do that? I don't think you should be messing around with Morticia.
The poor fish. How?
I want a cloak.
I was gonna say, how do you get the hood of those things to stay on your head like that and not
bobby pins?
And now we're going through the family cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Lots of gruesome deaths.
Buried alive, torn limb from limb. His brutes are pioneers. His pet vulture. Listen here, you twat. Oh, angry mob. He's so shocked. Like, yeah. Angry mob attacked your family? Like, do you not see? Like, look at your audience, bro.
No shit. And she's like, the Latin that's written on their tomb says feasting on those who would subdue us. And then she looks at it, she's like, and they're not just pretty words. You know, all things considered, that's a pretty good threat.
He's on the phone with his mom, quote unquote, mm-hmm. The scam artist, while Wednesday is tied to a chair, gagged, and Pugsy comes up with like two different things, with like arsenic and something.
Cyanide.
He's like, which one? And it's like, you fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go torture your brother? Yes, that knife is too small. Here's a cleaver.
The mom has a cure for adultery, finances, and being turned into a reptile.
Counsel the family.
Counsel the family. Well, I wear earrings that look like grubs Timon and Pumbaa.
Was Festa the script in this movie?
It's very a good.
Bold use of language. I love it. Bloodshed. Apparently, Fester's got a thing for acting, since he is acting himself.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever slaughtered anyone? He's only a kid.
But have you electrocuted anyone? Well, yeah, we did that when we were 8.
Yeah.
Jess?
The theory of displacement explains why your brother's not real.
It's why he's feeling what he's feeling. They're like, will it be painful? And she's like, deeply. You're feeling the little black monster. Pugsley?
It's like, Pugsley's fine.
I didn't hate my mother. It was an accident. You killed your mother?
I thought she was murdered by a mob.
That's probably
Morticia where the accident doesn't look is. Like she's falling for any of this.
And I hate him. You're right. He is my brother. Wounds and scars and... What is the body?
Gouges?
Say? Gouges.
She's starting to get worried because he's like, he's enjoying himself here.
Fun. Wrong term to use with mother. Fun.
She's like, you can't go to the play. But he's like, but I want to.
But the kids, they expect me. He looks so out of it.
Yeah, he does. He's like, woo. Looks like he took the wrong combination of drugs.
Displacement is his common psychosis, and they fell for it. Toxic waste and fumes. It's ours. Ours for the taking!
Kiss.
Things change. You're back! We're fine!
It's like, oh, I like how they have all these, like, swords and machetes and, like, all this other stuff and torturing hobbies, but yet they still participate in golf.
I will never understand golf. Like, the Scots came up with it, but por qué?
I have no idea. Like, it seems like such a boring game. And, like, the goal is to play as little of it as possible.
Yeah.
like, why?
I changed my mind!
Like, you said you'd help us with Shakespeare and the pus.
It's a nice car.
It is a very nice car. Imagine today it's worth just a stupid amount of money.
Stupid amount of money. Ah, yes, the public school.
Wednesday's teacher comes up and says, can I talk to you?
I have some concerns.
It's like a great student. Wonderful, but I'm very concerned.
Who do we love? Who? Jane Polly?
Jane Polly, I don't know who that
is. I love how much they're just like, have you spoken to these children's parents?
Calpurnia Adams, Wednesday's great aunt.
Burned as a witch in 1706.
She enslaved a minister.
College first, and then you can go
enslave try being a witch. And dance yes. naked in squares. She's, I like how they are introduced to some other kid. She's like, what are you, a lizard? She's like, an elf.
He's an elf. Oh,
who is God. That kid? Why do I recognize that child?
Let's see. So I can just eat you up. No, too young. Let them fatten up a little. Look at the grandma fucking falling asleep.
Uh-huh. Honestly, I'd be the same. Does anyone actually enjoy going to children's plays? Like,
I mean,
really?
I would assume. All right, let's see. I wonder if it's going to show up as just elf. Is his name Little Tully?
Maybe. I don't really know.
His name is Whit Hertford. He's a volunteer boy in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's Little Tully.
Yep, that's him. Little Tully.
Played by Whit Hertford. Why do I know this man?
Oh, Dr. Penderschlaus has been taken by the vines.
That's where I know him from. He was in Jurassic Park. I think he had like an ice cream cone or something.
Volunteer boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that bloodshed. Like, that is a good play.
That's fair.
Like, there's just blood in everywhere.
Oh. The
first couple rows are getting sprayed.
Getting drenched. Like,
they're in elementary, right? And they're performing Macbeth, and they're smoking. Like, they're on fire.
And drenching the front rows. Drenching them.
They're the only ones that are just like...
I'm pretty sure the first time I got hit in the face with a splatter of fake blood, I would have gotten, you better hope it's fake, We've gotten up and left.
Pig's blood. Just when Wednesday's warming up to him and he's becoming more like the real Uncle Fester, and now shit's gonna get weird. I love how she sleeps with a beheaded doll.
Mm-hmm. That looks... Mm-hmm. And she sleeps like vampire style with her arms crossed over.
I think I read something about that where like she just improvised that.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're fucking keeping it.
Yeah, it's cool.
They met at a funeral.
That is not a surprise.
Oh, family. He was still
suspect in his murder.
Oh, how sexy. I found that. See, the Addams Family. This is what I picture when I read dark romance.
Yeah, that's fair.
We met at a funeral, and you were a suspect, and we fell in love.
Just making out on a couch that they put, like, right in the middle of the graveyard.
Because why not? Bigfoot. I had a kid come in today asking if I had any books on imaginary creatures. And I'm like, meaning what?
Like unicorns or...
They're like, no, like Bigfoot. I'm like, cryptids.
Oh, okay.
One of them on cryptids. Got it. Jossie does.
They've invited literally everyone. Great.
The entire Addams Family. I'm fine.
It's like, I'm fine.
They're not evil. You're evil.
She's like, I can give you evil and deranged.
Well, yeah, we know that. Everyone's holding a candelabra.
And they're going into a room.
Ballroom.
Covered furniture.
We dance the mamushka. Which sounds very, like, Balkan. Mamushka. Sure.
Sounds like babushka.
Yeah, right? Like, they are... The Addams Family are, like, Spanish descent. Like, from Spain.
Yeah.
And they dance the mamushka.
They also speak Italian and French.
And Latin. Well-rounded people.
Very true.
Here's the whole Addams Family.
There's everyone a lot looks of people.
As I expect.
Could be funkier. Never mind. He is playing a viper. As a trumpet.
Quite literally blowing on a cousin it.
Imagine having to get all the tangles out of that hair.
He's nothing but hair.
Exactly.
Oh, cousin it found someone he wants to dance with. Lumpy Adams.
Lumpy. I like how her dress looks so much like her mom's dress.
She's so pretty. Like, she's perfect for this role.
It's very true.
I knew it! Now watch, you're gonna see her again in the next movie we watch.
Okay. It looks like it's about to start a Scooby-Doo scene with this hallway and all the doors. And Wednesday has run off after hearing what was happening, and now she is in the cemetery being chased by
The Fester wannabe, and no one knows where she is. Oh, I'm sorry. There were two bodies connected at one. Flora and Fauna. Amor twins. The love twins.
They're like, they're waiting for Fester. Amuse them.
Meanwhile, Margaret is like falling in love with Cousin It.
She's like, this hair. It's so pretty.
They made a mistake putting Tully with the twins because they're just giving him all this information.
Yep.
Little cockroach. God damn this woman. I watch this movie, I'm just like, I really don't like Dr. Penderschloss. Mushka!
Gomez changed very quickly.
I love the mamushka. I would never want to learn how to dance it.
No. So somehow the Fester wannabe knows. He seems to be learning very quickly.
I know, like, it makes you question, like, is it really Fester, or is he just a really good scammer, like?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's doing everything, like, muscle memory, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to know if those sparks on those knives are CGI or they're real.
I definitely think they're CGI. It'd be more fun if they were real. I think mostly if they were real, they would be orange.
Not real Fester, and he can catch a knife with his throat.
Yeah. Just down his throat. Okay.
I swear by Mummy and Dadums. Hey.
And Morticia doesn't look pleased. Like, she's
Morticia
like...
Morticia never looks pleased.
Yeah, but she looks suspicious.
You dick, Tully. Like, what she Margaret looks like is she wearing. Has
a trilobite on her head now, but with, like, Leia buns on the ends.
Her dress is so, like, mild and demure compared and to purple,
compared to and the purple. The black and the green and the rags that everybody else is wearing. She's well coordinated, though, because her nails match her dress.
Oh, look, their ride. Their ride is the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
They let them out for the night. We mustn't.
He's like, Mamushka, Mamushka, I swallowed with one Wooshka.
Wooshka. Like, Fester's all, like, hyped and like, yeah, we just did this really cool thing. And yeah. I went to my first party. And Mom just, like, snapped the fuck out of it. And Mom is sad. Fucking guilt trips, man.
No shit. She's the queen of them. I'll give her that.
Oh, no. You want the queen? I'm just your mother. You only owe me your entire existence. I didn't tell you I wanted to come here.
No shit.
You brought me here.
Yeah, I was like, this was totally your idea, lady.
I love you and I want money.
Pugsley sleeping on a platter.
It's very, very Middle Eastern to do that. Not necessarily that we fall asleep in food, but like we will fall asleep at any event, with no matter how much noise or lights, but like we will find somewhere to sleep. We'll sleep on a chair.
Alright.
The shallow graves.
Gomez is gonna look in the abyss.
Thing will take the swamp. Literally, lend a hand.
I just realized there's paintings of giant snails on the wall.
The sun also rises, so Tully is now sunbathing.
Like, I was just lifting cars to look under them for long moments. Or putting them back down.
I love how the grandma's calling for Wednesday, like she's a lost cat.
Yeah.
Like, we found her, asleep in the mausoleum. Adam's family keep out all over the gate, and the gate itself is very upset. I'm restrained from my own house.
Did the house file the restraining order?
Yeah, apparently seeing the twins brought it all back. Bullshit, Tully!
Well, Wednesday's awake now.
Right? So Gomez decides to represent himself in court against the judge who absolutely
he's been tormenting.
Here, Gomez, here's all your golf balls back.
They're taking the trees?
Yeah, Lurch is taking his tree. It's so sad. Like, why? I have a dress that's very Mortis-esque. I call it my Morticia dress. My mom hates it, and I love it. And I'm just like, well, I know you hate it. I love it.
She has very, very beautiful dresses.
Yes.
I like how they just fit the whole tree on top.
The poor gate. The way the gate cries.
I know. Everybody's going to pull on a different chain.
Yep. And they all get the claw. She's like, you're doing this on purpose.
It's like, aren't you having fun?
I'm having fun, mother, going through all these different tunnels and shit. The motel is so, like, bright compared to what they used to.
And yet Pugsley is still managing to collect stop signs.
Or is that the one he brought from home? And they're eating Trix. Back when Trix had fucking colors and fruits.
No shit.
Poor Gomez. Where Adams is.
Lemonade for 5 cents.
We got arsenic, cyanide, poison, and other things I can't read. I'll take one drink that gives you fireball.
Yeah.
Effective, one round. Morticia applying for work.
I like how Morticia's like in an employment office.
What is he, a hopeless, you know, shiftless dreamer? She's like, not like he used to be.
Not anymore.
Is this made from real lemons?
She's like, are you sure they're real lemons? Like, no, I use plastic ones, bitch.
She's like, I'll buy your lemonade if you buy my Girl Scout cookies. And Wednesday with the great comeback, are they made with real Girl Scouts?
That's a valid question.
That same bit, that little twat is in the second one, too.
Mm.
I want to pause this for a second because I feel like this is what Erin pictures when she thinks of me with children.
I do think you would handle children better than Morticia is handling this group of small children, but, like, I see her point. I do think you have more tact than this, though.
Morticia. The poor defenseless witch was burned alive.
They just went out and found all of the little blonde children that they could, didn't they?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe next time give her a storybook and tell her to read from it.
I just sent a picture of that to Aaron and Geneva going, is this how you think I interact with kids? During story now, time?
Thing seems to be doing great at his job.
Thing is great at being productive.
Uh-huh.
You give him a task and he's on it. And now he delivers mail. And look at how wonderfully everything just lands in place.
It was very, very accurate and productive. I'd like to know how the interview went, though.
Morse code, just... Oh, this. Here you go. There's a response from Aaron. She thought more actively hostile towards the kids. Oh. Okay. So you know how the live show host, whatever,
mm-hmm.
is sick of Gomez calling and like tells him to stop calling and hangs up on him? My mom got told to stop calling to a show in Turkey. Because there was one episode. It was like a Jerry Springer type thing. And my mom called him. She was so upset. And they're just like, please don't call back. Click.
Love it.
Pet the gate, Fester. It might heal you both.
Morticia looks like she's plotting something.
Because she is. She's like, I must take care of mi familia. Aww.
It's just a pile.
Pugsley on top of Lurch and Thing on top of Pugsley. And she walks from the motel to a house. And I just noticed for the first time that they spelled kitchen wrong.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Yeah?
Kitchens.
Okay. And she's not taking no for an answer. She's like, I'm going to speak with Fester.
Whether you like it or not. And now they're tying Morticia to a...
torture table, by the looks of it.
Do you have any thoughts about the vault? No. It's the vault. I mean, Morticia's enjoying this, so.
Mm-hmm. And she's just like, Tully. I don't know what to do with that reaction.
Like, please stop looking at me. Oh, can you imagine this anxiety for Thing?
Yeah, no kidding.
Trying not to get squished. Yeah.
All I can picture is a guy who that hand belongs to over there just doing weird hand motions. In the back of a car that's not actually moving.
I love how it's like, Thing is trying to do sign language and he's like, I can't. He's like, you're stuttering. And I'm like, send help at once. Stop.
Like, there you go. Jesus. He's so only took three forms of communication to get it.
It's like, totally you deadbeat. Like, go miss a door.
He's like, I have no idea. I'm having a serious conflict of personality at the moment. Thank you.
Fester has, like, no backbone.
Not at all.
And we just
backflips through the window.
As Gomez does. Dirty pool, old man. Wow. He got Gomez to bleed.
Gomez seems kind of excited about it.
I'm on retainer. So, with the accent, I displace her. And now they're turned on again with each other.
Uh-huh.
The wheel of pain.
It's just like, could you guys just put this on hold? Everybody looks offended, like, excuse me?
Even the music stops abruptly, like...
Like, wow.
Oh, and this is where Gordon breaks. Ooh, nothing but a useless sniveling baby. So we pick which one? Hurricane Irene. The face, just... Aha. It's like a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Something he shouldn't. Gomez, like, leather straps, red hot pokers. Morticia's like, not now. Later. Like, she's trying to calm him down while still berating him. Like,
yeah, in saying what world terrible things.
Is that gonna work?
So he unleashes the Hurricane Irene book.
Lightning and all.
The bear rug and all.
And the horse? Trojan horse? I don't know.
Why not?
And the bear rug is biting Tully's ass. Mm-hmm. As it should. Well, he got some lightning to the brain.
Yeah, he did. And the other two are thrown out of the house into their own graves. Pre-bury themselves.
Are they dead? Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
They landed in their graves.
Yeah, 7 months later.
It's Halloween.
I like how there's a little Captain America costume and everything.
And Spider-Man. Aww.
Oh.
It's gonna break hearts. Pugsley's like a little fester.
Oh, and that lady, the trilobite Margaret. Lady, is with Cousin Aunt.
Well, now Tully's dead. I mean, she's free.
Yeah.
Wednesday, okay. Where's your costume? I'm a homicidal maniac. Yeah, just like everybody else.
Yeah. It's a huge pumpkin.
I expect nothing less for the Adamses. So it really is Uncle Fester who had amnesia. What? And then when he got attacked with the lightning from the Hurricane Irene, it brought all the memories back.
Fun.
Sure. Wake the Dead. That's the game we're going to play. Misty, you want to go play Wake the Dead on Halloween 1 year?
I think that's illegal in most states.
I mean, you can just go to the graveyard and knock on their graves and be like, wake up! Just walking around with shovels, banging on.
Just hitting all the statues, screaming, wake the dead.
Wake up! Wake up! Oh, we're digging now.
Okay.
It's giving me the... What movie was it? Where they had to... They brought back... Oh, it was the D&D movie. Where they brought back one of the guys to figure out where, like, the helmet or the sword or whatever is.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, every time you bring back someone from the dead, you have to ask them, like, 3 questions.
Uh-huh. That's what it's giving. You can only ask 3 questions, yeah. Oh, they're gonna have another kid.
With 3 legs.
Yeah.
Great Aunt Lavinia, beheaded by her own children. Yay!
Yeah, that spell in D&D where you can only ask 3 questions is really interesting if you ask the right questions.
And then if you forget to ask the last question, they just kind of stay undead?
They just kind of hang out, but eventually somebody will probably ask them a question, so. It's like, hopefully. What?
So what'd you think? Have you seen it before?
Maybe. Hell if I know. I feel like I've definitely seen parts of it, but at the same time, I have no clue. But it's a good movie. I like it. It's one of the better like iterations of the Addams Family that I've seen, for sure. But yeah.
You should watch the second one as well, because they go to a reunion, but they go to the wrong Addams Family.
Okay.
So you have a bunch of normal people. And at like this resort, and then like the kids are at like a camp or something.
Okay.
One of my favorite scenes is they're doing like a Thanksgiving play or whatever.
Yeah.
And Wednesday plays a Native American, and the lemonade girl plays a pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's just one scene where you just see Wednesday like light a match and like she's ready to blow something up and like everything's on fire. And she's just smiling.
Yeah, sounds about right to me.
And then there's a boy there that like falls in love with her at that second, like, cause he already like thinks she's different and like kind of cool. But yeah. That's when he looks at her and he's like, oh my God. I'm like, oh.
I love it. Like that's funny though. But like the Addams Family are such a good family.
Yes.
None of this like weird like arguing or cheating or like any of that. Like Morticia and Gomez just actually love each other, and like that's you don't see that.
You really don't see that a lot.
There's always relationship drama and like in everything else, and I can't and it's, it gets old.
It does.
It's always that way. It's just like, yeah, great. I know relationships are hard work and everything like that, but it is just nice to see people like Morticia and Gomez who actually just care. And it's weird that that's portrayed in a family of oddities where everything's weird and not normal. So it's just like, just I guess everybody with bad marriages just trying to make themselves feel better. So, but I mean, in all honesty, Morticia and Gomez are living like the dream. So
like it's like one of the things they say in Nightmare Before Christmas, in the song This Is Halloween, you know, like they scare people and everything, but one of the parents are like, that's our job, but we're not mean.
It's yeah.
Like, they're just kooky people. Doesn't mean
yeah, like just let them be kooky. Like just let them be different. Let them be kooky. Let them be a little weird. You know, like it makes them more interesting. You know, The only thing I don't think I'd get on board with would be like the active torturing. You know, like just maybe not wanting to be strapped to an electric chair and electrocuted. But, you know, that's just a personal preference of mine. That's a
personal preference. I mean, yeah. The siblings seem to like it.
Yeah, they seem to enjoy it. So, you know, like, more power to you. So, they seem to understand there's a line in the sand. No permanent, like, disfigurement or death, you know? And I guess that's about all you can ask for, so. But it is a good movie. It was definitely a good choice for Halloween for this month. So, definitely a good one.
Every time I hear the song, like, play anywhere, like, even on my Spotify, I'm just like, da-dun, 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 da-dun,
da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Valid though, very valid. That song is so catchy, and you know it as soon as you hear it, like
instantly. As soon as you know it,
yeah.
As soon as you hear it, like that is the Addams Family. I also have flashbacks to like elementary, like music class when we were learning this shit for Halloween.
Oh really? Oh, that's cute though. I mean, there's certainly worse things, so, you know. But, all right. But yeah.
Thoughts on Addams Family.
Addams Family was good. Like, it's a good choice to watch for Halloween. It's always a good movie. I like seeing, like, a couple that actually cares about one another. So, it's different. Yeah, actually, like, a positive relationship. Actually, you seem to enjoy being a family. A dad that actually is aware that his kids exist. like a mom who doesn't seem like she's just running to the ground trying to do absolutely everything. He doesn't mind that like her mom lives with him, and she doesn't mind that his brother lives with them, and like all this stuff. Like
one big happy family. I mean, they have the fucking space for everything.
Yeah. So, you know, like I like the fact that that lady, the trilobite lady, ends up with Cousin It. Like, I like that. I didn't know that was a thing, but I like that. I think that's hilarious. So good for her. Good for Trilobite Lady. I don't know what her character's actual name is, but good for Trilobite Lady. What about you?
Margaret has a good evolution. I mean, I will always love Addams Family. It's just so wholesome.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a good movie. And it's a good choice to really get us in the swing of the Halloween spirit.
It is. And I love this movie.
It's a good movie. It's definitely, I think it's probably the best of the iterations of the Addams Family content that's out there. So, but yeah. So thank you guys so much for joining us in our descent into spooky month. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tune in next week for more fuckery, because we have some serious questions and concerns.